It was good to be able to get a window into what happened in Haiti and the work that went on there. I want to spend just a couple of minutes wrapping up as I was thinking about what has happened in Haiti and actually what has happened in Japan in the last little while. I've been following that on the news, and I was just struck with the thought of shattered expectations. What happens when life doesn't go the way we expected or the way we thought? A number of years ago, I was at a conference, and I was looking down over the list of breakout sessions that were an option for me to take, and one caught my mind, caught my eye. And the title of it was How to Publicly Admit That You're an Idiot. And I thought that would be some good information for me to have sometime down the road. So I went to the conference, the room that the conference was in, and it was packed out. And I thought, well, I'm not the only person that believes this information would be helpful sometime. So the speaker gets up to speak, and he said, I have a confession to make. What I'm talking about at this conference has nothing to do with what the title is. He said, I've been teaching this for a number of years here at this conference, and I wanted to do an experiment, so I threw this title in, and you've proved my point very well. And that's when I thought he needed the information about publicly admitting that he's an idiot. Anyway, most of us realize, or we have times in our lives where we say, this is not what I expected. I was debating at that point whether I wanted to get up and leave and go to another one, because there was another breakout session that I really wanted to take. But most of us sometime in our life go through a period of time where we say, this is not what I expected. Life did not throw at me what I was expecting and what I was hoping to have happen. And we're very much aware of that. And I had a sermon that I'm going to condense in just a few minutes here for you. But life comes at us in different ways, and our expectations are shattered by a number of things. One is nature, and we've just seen the effects of that. In Haiti, Japan, nature has a way of throwing things at us that shatters the expectations that we have of life. And let me just say real quickly, our expectations come from the potential that we have, the prospects that we have available to us, and the hopes that we have of life. That's where our expectations come from. The prospects that we see, as we look around us, we see the prospects that are available to us, and we draw a number of conclusions out of that and expectations that come out of that. The second thing is the hopes that we have. As we look at life, as we look at what we think life should be, we have hopes that we expect will happen to us, or we hope that will happen to us, and we really expect that those things will be a part of our experience. But then things come along that shatter those expectations that we have built out of the prospects that we see and also the hopes that we have, and our expectations are shattered. And nature has a way of doing that. The people in Haiti and Japan got up on the day the earthquakes happened and thought, this is going to be like any other day. I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to teach school, I'm going to go to school. Whatever their situation was in life, they believed that it was going to be like any other day. But their expectations were shattered on that day. Nature has a way of doing that. Other people have a way of doing that, shattering our expectations. I was going to read some about David in Psalm, in the Psalms 55, I believe it is. Yeah, it is in 55, where he says, if it would be my enemy that would have done this to me, I would have been okay with it. I'm summarizing some things in my own words. But this was my friend. He's the person that was close to me. We went up to the house of God and worshiped together, and yet he has turned his back against me and lifted up his hand against me. And he said, if it would have been an enemy, I could have handled this. But it's my closest friend. And the wording there actually talks the picture of it being one of his closest advisors. And there's some speculation who that is. But other people have a way of shattering our expectations because of how they, the choices that they make and how that affects us as people. Thirdly, we have a way of shattering our own expectations. David is another example of that, where he gets involved with an affair and with Bathsheba, and the incredible story of that, David was guilty of so many things: adultery, murder, lying. You read the story of David, he was very good at saying the untruth when it was advantageous to him. Shattered his own expectations. And in Psalm 51, he talks about that. I want to read a couple of verses out of Psalm 51. Where he acknowledges, in verse 3, he says, I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. And against you, you only have I sinned. And David was keenly aware of the fact that what he wanted out of life and what he wanted, how he wanted to live his life, he shattered his own expectations by the choices that he made and the things that he got involved in. Sometimes we shatter our own expectations as well. But then the fourth one is God. Sometimes, and we can tie these into all of them that I talked about, nature and other people, sometimes that can be tied back to God. But sometimes God shatters our expectations. And some of you have heard me talk on this at Life Ministries. But I want to read some verses out of Luke chapter 8. Verse 22, it's a very familiar story. It says, now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, as speaking of Jesus, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake, and they launched out. But as he sailed, he fell asleep. As they sailed, he fell asleep, and the windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, where is your faith? And I'm going to stop right there. But sometimes God shatters the expectations that we have of him. I don't know what the disciples were thinking and what they were going through and what they were feeling, knowing that Jesus was there in the boat. And I believe they believed that he could take care of them and that he would be there for them and that he would grant them safety. But as time went on, it looked more and more like the boat was going to sink on him. The boat was going down. And I don't know what all the thoughts were that went through the disciples' minds, but I know what mine would have been. Why do we have to go wake up the master of the universe if he's in the boat with us? Why do I have to pursue him and it feels like I have to shake him awake and get his attention that he would come and intervene in my situation, what I'm facing and what I'm going through? And in times like that, it's very easy for us to say, God, what in the world is going on? You're shattering my expectations of you and what I thought it was going to be like. My life was going to be like, as a servant of yours, as a follower of yours, we can go on and on with the application of that. But sometimes, in the times of our life, when it feels like our life is on the verge of sinking, and God feels very asleep in our situation and in our boat. And the question is, what do we do when our expectations are shattered in life? Where do we turn? What's our response? I'm summing up a lot here real quickly, but I love Job's response, who is very well aware of many of the things that I just talked about. He was aware of nature taking its course and destroying his whole family, except him and his wife. He was aware of other people, his friends coming and really not being the friends that he wanted them to be. He was also very much aware that he didn't match his own expectations in the end of that. And he was incredibly frustrated at God through that whole situation. And in the end, he says this, "Though he slay me, yet I will continue to trust in him." What an incredible response to shattered expectations. "Though he slay me, yet I will continue to trust in him." And David, throughout the Psalms, over and over again, continually comes back and, well, he says, "God, where are you? In the middle of what I'm facing, in the middle of what I'm going through, where are you? Why aren't you answering me? Why aren't you coming and meeting my needs?" In other words, he's saying similar thing to what the disciples, "Why do I have to come and wake you up? Why aren't you responding? Why aren't you meeting?" And yet he comes back and over again he continues to say, "I will continue to trust in you. I believe in you. My hope is in you." Over and over again, his response is, "I'm going to come back to the Lord in the midst of my shattered expectations." The question for us is here this morning is, and as I was looking at these slides, and as I've looked at pictures of Japan recently, I've had to ask myself the question, what would my response be if everything I had in life was totally taken away from me, family, friends, my house destroyed, everything that I've known is totally taken away, when my expectations are shattered beyond belief, what would my response be? I'm struck with what I see in Haiti and Japan, because there's a part where people just pick up and keep going. In the midst of it all, they just pick up and keep going. An incredible response. And I hope it goes beyond that, just picking up and keep going, but turning to the master of the universe. And I think that's true of our lives as well. In the midst of shattered expectations and what we've dreamed and hoped and believed, what's our response to that? And I believe the only response that I, even in my own life, that I can come back to that gives me peace and hope and assurance is Job's response. "Even though he slays me, yet I'll continue to trust and believe in an almighty God that is able to hold me in the palm of his hand and guide me through whatever I face in life." Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for being that kind of a God. And Lord, I know the frustration of feeling like my boat is sinking and you're in the back sleeping. And yet, Lord, I also believe in those times you're able to stand up and calm the storms of our lives and to keep us from sinking altogether. And Lord, I thank you for being that kind of a God, and a God that we can turn to and trust in with our shattered expectations. And Lord, as we leave this place, I pray that we would continue to be faithful to you and trust in you, but also that we would continue to be agents of reaching out to other lives whose expectations have been shattered and broken and crushed. And Lord, I believe that's a calling that you've called each of us to be involved in, not just in Haiti and Japan and those kind of things, but in our circles and our communities as well. We commit our lives to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.